Because my argument is the mono Sgt. Pepper is really the right one.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's the one that I grew up with, and it's the one that the Beatles intended to spend. You know, they spent all their time on the mono mix and left the stereo mix to George Martin and his engineers, and they went off on holiday. The mono one is the right one, and so that's why it's so exciting to have the mono Sgt. Pepper now out on a CD, and it sounds wonderful. And there are actually very noticeable differences between the mix of the stereo Sgt. Pepper and the mono Sgt. Pepper.
Tell us some of them. I grew up on the mono one, but then, you know, in the last 25 years, I've heard nothing but the stereo.
Right, okay. Well, the track Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds is a very good example. The way that John's vocal sounds in mono is much more flanged and phasey. That's the word they used in the 60s. Flange this for me, George. It's just that kind of ethereal kind of sound that's on John's voice is much more pronounced on the mono version. Also, the Sgt. Pepper reprise just before A Day in the Life, there's a bit where Paul is doing a wonderful kind of scat vocal, maybe when they did the stereo mix, they forgot to fade up or something. It seems very distant, but it's much more in the foreground on the mono version. And there's all sorts of things. The laugh at the end of Within You, Without You is much clearer on mono. And in fact, the song She's Leaving Home runs faster and is a semitone higher on the mono Sgt. Pepper. So it was intended to be very speeded up, I think, because the original speed is the stereo speed, but they speeded it up for mono, but forgot to do that for stereo.
Wednesday morning at 5 o'clock as the day begins. Wednesday morning at 5 o'clock as the day begins.
So there's all sorts of differences that you can spot. You know, some fades are longer, the cross mixes are different. And I was just playing it today, actually, the mono Sgt. Pepper, and it sounds really, really good. I mean, I love the stereo too, because you know, you did get to know that subsequently, and it's nice to have that separation. But the mono Sgt. Pepper, in the mono box, I wrote an essay in which I argue really that the authentic experience of listening to Sgt. Pepper is to listen to it in mono.